So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
FM.
Oh,
we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of.
We have between your legs.
From it. So can you send up? We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Good afternoon and welcome. What's the date today? I don't even know. Welcome to the October 3rd already. October 3rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com is the website. We will talk about why it's a great place to bank, how nice it is to have the Playhouse theme. We didn't have it yesterday. And Limey had to sing it while Dan played the harmonica. It was a humiliating experience, but it taught him a lesson, and I don't think we'll ever be without it again. Welcome to the Playhouse. Let's get the show on the road.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, it is Trevor Limey Phillips from Birmingham, England. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
At the microphone to my left, your right speaker in your car, our newsman, sports update guy, and weather and whatever else he wants to throw in here. His name is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
There you go. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
Hello to Mark and Jason. If you're retiring or want them to look at your portfolio, you can go to markandjason.com.
And there was Stiefel Nicholas. You need to say that.
Oh,
and
yes.
Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSC. It'll come to you eventually. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is
in
heaven. Thank you, Bernice. You jumped the gun on me a little bit there, Bernice, but that's okay. You can do that. You're in heaven. And I thought the Red Boy did something very nice today. He brought in, if you heard the story earlier about the yellow Volkswagen, this will make sense, otherwise it won't. But he brought in a little replica of a Volkswagen, and it is yellow. What's it made out of?
Cheese.
Made out of cheese. That's the Red Boy we know and love. Would you give it up, please, for the world's greatest polka orchestra, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Bill Cleveland will join us momentarily. We forgot him. We've got a lot of things today, like what time it was on my part. The first time in my entire life, I thought it was 2 o'clock, and it was 3 o'clock. I still don't understand how it happened or why my computer said it was an hour earlier than it was. But, hey, it all worked out
okay.
And
this Friday it'll probably say it's Thursday, and then you'll
end up coming in. And I'll come in here, and I won't need to be here. Got a lot of nice comments before I talk about First Community, before I forget it, about Larry Connors and his show, because I think a lot of people heard it for the very first time. Larry will follow us every day, and he'll also be on Friday from 6 to 8 o'clock, Larry Connors USA. And I got in the car last night. We went next door, and we had a little snack or two. And I got in the car, and he was well into the second hour of the show. And like every time I've ever listened to him, it was riveting. I couldn't stop, because he does a lot of homework and a lot of research and works hard on that show. And he had a lot of information about that nut job in Las Vegas that we haven't really talked about on this show because it's depressing and everybody else is talking about it. But I do have a question later on in the Playhouse. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I bank there. I do all of my banking there. And you can too. Just write down what everything that you do with your bank, checking, savings, car loan, debit card, credit card, all that stuff. And whatever you write down, I can assure you they have all those services at First Community Credit Union. It is, after all, a place to bank. It's a credit union, but it's a place to bank. You don't have to have bank in the name to be a great place to bank. There are 43 of them. They are still on board to sponsor the yard sale on Saturday morning. And this Saturday morning, right here, 590, the Fan, the yard sale will be on, hosted by Scott Sherman. Scott will also still do the Thursday afternoon call and ask legal questions segment in the 4 o'clock hour, as he has for, I think 3 years. I know it's been two, maybe 3 years. We'll do that also. So thanks to First Community Credit Union for continuing to sponsor the real yard sale, not the replica, fake, yard sale done by somebody else who didn't want anything to do with it till we left. The real one will be here every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. And please, I'll try to remind you all to do this the rest of the week, every day, tomorrow and Thursday. And that is, know the number going in Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Because Scott, it'll be his first solo venture as host. And I want him to have plenty of phone calls. So you know the number. It's 855-282-TALK. Yard sale brought to you exclusively by First Community Credit Union, located lots of places, 43 locations, headquarters in Chesterfield Valley, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Apologies to Bill Cleveland, but he's a good sport. Willing to go a little late. Brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. Only been around 14 and a half years. And they're in almost 50,000 homes in St. Louis. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Please welcome Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody.
Sorry we forgot about you, but we got to tell the stories. We had Randy in here, and we got carried away, so thanks for waiting. Where are we going today?
That's all right. Story of my life. I've been forgotten by a lot of people. I get over it. Hey, I got to quickly tell you, you know, you mentioned the clock thing. You really, the clock in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. Has not been updated since the last time we had a time change. So I'm always an hour early. Well, not always an hour early, but I couldn't figure out how to change the clock, so I just left it.
No. Is it like a nightstand clock?
Yeah, it's like a digital thing with 1,000 buttons. No, and I use my phone anyway, so why bother?
Some of those clocks are almost impossible to figure out how to change the time on. And there's some car clocks that it's almost impossible. You got to get the manual out or go on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just leave it alone, and 6 months out of the year, it'll be right anyway.
All right. Well, today we're headed to Arizona. Quick trip out there. I'm going to tell you about a fun way to get to the Grand Canyon. So if you're thinking about heading to the Grand Canyon over the winter, I recommend going over the winter because the crowds are way, way down. I mean, it is like night and day, winter and summer.
I got to stop you because I want to know in the room who's been. Tim, have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
I didn't hear you because Limey didn't turn your mic on again.
Boy.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Dan, have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I have, when I was a kid.
Limey, have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Nope.
You have to go, because that was on our list, Bill. One day we did a whole thing on, before you die, here are the places you have to see, and the Grand Canyon is on the list.
Yeah, I wrote a book about it, for God's sake.
And you can't explain it to people, and there's not a picture that's ever been taken that does it justice.
That you are absolutely right about. So if you go in the winter, which I said, I think it's a good idea, only the south rim of the Grand Canyon is open. The north rim will be covered with snow. But if you're lucky, you'll get there in the south rim of the Grand Canyon and you'll have snow, maybe a little bit of ice. It's absolutely beautiful. But here's the suggestion for you. You can take the Grand Canyon Railway. So this is a 65-mile trip. It leaves from Williams, Arizona, and takes you directly to the Grand Canyon National Park. The train's been operating since 1901. And if you're lucky enough to be there when it's snowing, as I mentioned, it is absolutely spectacular. It is so beautiful to be on this train and go into the Grand Canyon, or into the park anyway. No matter what the weather, lots of options. You can spend a lot and get a lot of one of the cool dome cars they have, or you can have some awesome views, even just spend a little bit of money and taking just a normal ride on the train. Anybody can do what I loved actually the most about the train ride. You can just go to the back of the train on the caboose, and you can just step right out onto the back and just watch, you know, the trees go by or whatever. Take some great videos and pictures. It's really a phenomenal thing. So Grand Canyon Railway, you can check it out. If you want some more information, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland.
Okay.
There it is. You know, this probationary thing, after today, there are only 88 more days of probation for you. You know that. I'm just counting them down for you.
Am I allowed to turn my mic on now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When I ask you a question, you turn the mic on.
It's going to be 87 tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
That's how the countdown works.
Yeah. 86 after that.
I want to do something actually here that's really serious. I think we need to do this, and I think that it shows class on our part. As you probably know, the station we came from is essentially dead. I would like to have a moment of silence for the passing of the radio station that we just came from. Moment of silence, please. All right, I feel better now. And there was a time when they were alive and thriving and could have gone on and continued that. But they made some bad decisions, as often happens, and sometimes a life is taken when that's so. Rest in peace, other station. Here's my question. How does a guy, and look, this is not a show where we talk about this stuff. How does somebody get 23 guns in a hotel room?
I don't know, unless he did it like
little by little.
Yeah, two or three at a time.
Golf bag.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. Tim?
He didn't check in until Thursday, and so he...
he had plenty of time.
He did. I mean, one or two at a time to get him in there. But this guy, they're reporting today, he set up surveillance equipment where he recorded himself doing it. Then he had equipment outside the room where the cops would know, he would know when the cops were closing in on him.
So he could kill him like a coward.
This was a methodically planned event on his part.
And here's the other thing, that he doesn't in any way fit the profile of any of these other people that are nuts like this. The guy was really wealthy. He was a multimillionaire. Did you guys know that?
No. He wired his girlfriend $100,000 the night before he did this.
Yeah. He's a wealthy guy, big gambler. I don't know if the gambling had anything to do with it or not. You'd think if it did, he'd have gone in and shot up the casino. I mean, why kill people, innocent people outside, if you've got a gambling problem? None of it makes any sense. And his brother, did you see his brother interview? His brother's as normal as he can be. His brother is completely... stunned. His brother said he didn't even know of him having guns. He didn't have a history of being a gun crazy.
He was estranged from his family. I mean, his neighbor said he was reclusive. He never even spoke really to anyone. He was just a very odd, distant guy.
Wow. And then, of course, now I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get into the gun thing. We'll just let it go. But 23 guns in a hotel room. I guess over two or three days you could pull that off with just... Nobody would pay much attention to somebody bringing in what I would imagine were a couple of golf bags. You empty one, you go back, you bring guns in another golf bag, and you do it that way.
I could sneak 23 guns in here if I wanted to. Who would stop me?
Are you trying? You're not trying to tell me.
As a thought,
yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, you don't look for something like that. You're not going to check my duffel bag.
No, you're right. No, I understand exactly what you're saying. I saw a couple of movies while we had a lot of downtime here. One was horrible. And the other was really good, so I'm going to save you some money by telling you the horrible one. It's called Brad's Status, and it's as horrible and bad as the name sounds like it might be.
Oh, that's the one with Ben Stiller, right?
Yes. This is one of the worst movies. It's terrible. And it's interesting because when you go to Rotten Tomatoes and you look at the reviews from the reviewers and the reviews from people who go just regular moviegoers, it got really good numbers. Well, I found out why. My wife knows a guy here in town. She works out with this guy. He's a trainer. And he spent quite a bit of time in Hollywood. And he was in some pretty big deal things, a couple of well-known series he had some roles in. And like a lot of people, I guess he the clock was ticking, and he thought, I'm never going to get that big break and be a big star, so I'll go back to St. Louis. And he did, but he has some great stories. And he said that all of that Rotten Tomato stuff and those reviews, it's very much like the Oscars or the great. It's political. It's very political. And if Ben Stiller is on the A-list and he's everybody's buddy and is buddied up to the right people, they'll make sure that the movie gets good reviews. And I hated to hear that because I used to really rely on the whole Rotten Tomatoes thing. And I go, hey, 96% of people like this and 85% of the critics. It's all phony. It's just bogus.
And isn't this a different role for Ben Stiller?
Yeah, he should have kept with what he did before, like something about Mary. Yeah. No, it's horrible. The good one is Stronger with Jake Gyllenhaal. It's based on the true story of a guy who lost his legs in the Boston Marathon bombing. And I don't really care for Jake Gyllenhaal, but I'll tell you something. He did a great job. And the stuff they do with computers now, when they show him walking with these titanium legs, you forget. You actually forget you're not watching a guy with titanium legs. I mean, we've come a long way since. Remember Forrest Gump when Gary Sinise climbed over the side of the boat and did the legs, the way they were able to do that? Man, this is so much more sophisticated and so believable and a true story. And it's, again, called Stronger with Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm going to mention something that a listener did for me, my wife, Dan, and his girlfriend, Sandy. This actually happened. I get an email from longtime listeners. I'll just say it's Paul and his wife. I don't want to reveal their names because of what they did. Then somebody might think, ooh, they've got a lot of money. Start hitting them up for money. I don't know how much money they have, but I know what they did for me and my wife and Dan and Sandy, his girlfriend. Dan, it was what? Was it last week? It was last Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
This guy sends me an email. Now, he's a listener. Listen up, listeners. He wrote a check to Annie Guns and prepaid for dinner for me, my wife, Dan, and his girlfriend. Now, Limey, I'm sorry you weren't included, but this was like celebrating 20 years. It was a thank you for 20 years. You're not there yet. So
say lovey.
In 20 years, you might be able to be part of this. But here's the point. I know how much money he spent, and it was a lot. And he left included a 35% tip. So you're looking at an amount of about $450 for dinner. And I think we ate every dollar of it, Dan. We had appetizers. We had dessert. And when I talked to him and I called him to thank him, he sounded so happy. And I figured this out. He was in a good mood, and he was happy, and he felt good because he felt good about what he did for us.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my suggestion to the rest of you listeners. If you want to feel good like that, you call Annie Guns, and you tell them you're sending a check to prepay, same thing, for dinner. And I would say let's include Tim and Limey.
Whoa,
let's make it for six people.
There you go.
Prepay it for a really big dinner. And this included, by the way, a couple of bottles of wine and dessert. You'd like $600. You ought to do it for the six of us.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it for you listeners so that I can help you feel really good. Because I could hear it in his voice. And Dan, I don't know if you talked to him, but he was so excited and so happy and felt so good about what he did for us. Because if you think about it, we've given you folks over 20 years.
Yeah.
And we've never asked for anything. It's free. So, you know, if you want to feel good, it's just a suggestion. One listener did it, and it's changed that listener's life.
Yeah.
So, just something. Yes, Tim.
I take my mother there every year for her birthday. It's like our tradition. And I mean, it was just last week, and they have the most amazing smoked shrimp cocktail I have ever had in my life.
I've had 300 of those shrimp over the years.
Nothing compares to that in St. Louis.
You will never bite into a shrimp like that.
It's unbelievable.
That barbecued maple glazed, whatever that is. That shrimp. Well, there's another idea. You could pay for Tim to take his mother back there again. Mm-hmm. You'll feel real good about yourself if you do that.
Love it. Her birthday's every month.
Every month.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to mention Pistols Plus because we didn't get to talk about them for a couple of weeks. I think everybody knows that I am I don't know how to put this, gun person, meaning since I was 12 years old, I've had a gun. I never killed anybody in school when I was a kid. Kids actually brought guns to school when I was in grade school, even. There'd be kids who would bring rifles, shotguns to school because right after school they're going to go hunting with their dads. That sounds like something that nobody can imagine could ever happen in this country, but believe it or not, there was a time when kids didn't kill each other in school, even if they had a gun at school. And the teacher would just say, put it back in the cloak room, they used to call it. I never understood that. Nobody ever wore a cloak to school. But she'd say, just put your rifle, your shotgun back in the cloak room. And then at 3 o'clock or 3:30 when school was out, they'd grab their guns, go out and jump in the truck with their dads and go hunting. And it wasn't that uncommon. So I've had a gun since I was 12. So Pistols Plus is a place where I've been many, many, many times over the last 20 years or so. And I just want to remind you that if you're in the market for handgun, long gun, rifle, accessories, all that stuff, Pistols Plus, and they have a terrific archery department. There was a rumor floating around the Osage Beach area, and it got even as far as St. Louis, that they were out of the archery business. Turns out that rumor was started by some loser, jealous, envious other people who sold, you know, archery equipment, bows, arrows. It's not true. Their archery department has never been stronger, but that's what happens when you become successful. The lesser businesses or lesser radio people take shots at you because they want to try to destroy you. It hasn't worked. It never works. All you do is destroy yourself. So to those morons that tried to start the rumor that Pistols Plus is not in the arch. No, they're in the archery business big time. They got a great archery department. So bow hunters, Pistols Plus. The plus means more than just pistols. The plus includes a great archery department.
Hey, and Limey and I were talking yesterday. He has a you have a bow, right?
I have a crossbow, yeah.
A crossbow.
You hunt with it? Just what do you do with it?
Just target practice.
Where do you do that?
Normally my friend's backyard or my ex-father-in-law's backyard. They live down there in Hillsborough, so lots of wide open spaces.
Are you good with it?
I'm not too bad, but the only problem is a friend of mine used it, and he says he didn't, but I'm pretty sure he dry-fired it and broke the string.
He did.
Yeah, of course he did. And I've taken it to several stores in the St. Louis area, and I've bought the new bow or the new string online, and nobody seems to be able to do it properly, or the string that I'm getting is not the correct one, but the supplier says it is. And the problem is when you go to pull the string to cock it, yeah, it only goes about halfway up the bow, and it won't go any further. So I don't know if I'm missing a part or what's going on, but nobody can help me, and I can't find the right string.
Yeah, so Pistols Plus.
Useless crossbow.
You need to take a trip to the lake. Pistols Plus, they'll take care of it. I have a new website. It's still frankopinion.com. You're welcome to go check it out. It was just launched yesterday. Frankopinion.com has been sort of a dormant site. I like our Facebook page. I really do. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. And I still have people who ask in emails, well, I don't have a Facebook page. Can I go to... You do not have to have your own Facebook page to go take a look at our show page. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Now, I have a new website. It's brand new, completely redone, frankopinion.com. If you go there, you'll see where it says posts, and then it'll say older posts, and then it'll say older posts. What it's doing is it's just taking you back and back and back so that you can look at videos and things that were put on there a long time ago. It's going to be really slick when it's complete. It's new and it's launched, but it still needs some tweaking, and I'm going to add some things and take out some things. So if you would check it out, and one of the things I like about it is you can download the app for 590 The Fan on my website on frankopinion.com, and I believe, Dan, you can do it on the Facebook page too. I think you can, but I know for sure that at frankopinion.com you can download the app, and the app is 590 The Fan. And once again, for those of you who don't know it, you may have HD radio. If you have a fairly new car, you might have HD radio, and you've never even used it. I'm ashamed to admit this because I should know better. I've got a Tahoe. I've got a 2015 Tahoe. Of course, it's from Johnny Landoff. And today on the way in here, for the very first time ever, I listened to the HD radio, 105.7 HD2, and there's this station, crystal clear. I cannot believe that I had never done that before, but I never had. I have one of the jokes for you. The joke is brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I'll bring the ladies in a moment, and it's one of the ones I have on 3 pages of jokes I have printed out. I will go through every one of these. These are the best of the best ever told. They were sent to me by you. We'll do them over the next few weeks, and one's coming up after I send somebody to the dentist, Ballast Dental Care. 44 years. 1973, that was the first visit to Ballast Dental Care. And it was in a little house on Ballast Road, zoned commercial, but it was a home, little home. And then as more and more people found out what a great place it was to go to the dentist, they needed a bigger place. So now they're in a medical building, still on Ballast, right down the street at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. If you call to make an appointment, it will not be one of these places that says, well, I'm sorry, if you're a new patient, we can't get you in until May. They'll get you in. They'll get you in pretty quickly because you're going to say the magic words. You're going to say, I'm AM in the PM. And when you say that, you are automatically a preferred patient. And lots of people have done that, and we appreciate it. So just keep it up. Continue to do that. And it's kind of like when I mentioned earlier, people who hate the car buying experience. If you hate going to the dentist, I understand that, because when I was a kid, I hated the thought. I would fake sickness. I would hide. I'd do anything to keep from going to the dentist because I knew he was going to hurt me. And for everybody out there whose last visit to the dentist was painful, Tim, didn't you tell me your dentist died?
He did.
When did he die? Or she?
20 years ago. He was an uncle of mine. I don't think I've been to the dentist in about that long.
20 years?
Mm-hmm. My teeth are still straight and white.
You are very... Your genetics must be great.
They are.
Yeah, very lucky. Well, you know that at some point you got to go to the dentist.
I'm ready to go. You sold me. I've listened to you for 2 days. I'm ready to call him right now.
All right. Well, Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Website is ballastdentalcare.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, there's a guy who has always wanted a really nice pair of cowboy boots. So he goes, where else? Chuck's Boots. And he tells Micah, who waits on him, he says, I want some really great boots. I've been saving a special boots fund. She says, come with me. He gets his size, takes him over to where the Lucchese's are, the Cadillac boots. And he tries on a few different pairs, and he settles on a pair of alligator Lucchese's. Pays her. They put him in the box. He walks home. Now, he got off early that day, so he's home before his wife, and he wants to show his wife his new boots. So he puts them on, and when she walks in the door, he says, honey, do you notice anything different? And she looks him over, and she says, you're tired? You look tired? And he goes, no. Look closer. Notice anything? He's really proud of these boots, and he wants her to notice them. And she says, your shirt's wrinkled? He said, no. No, look closer. She says, your hair's messed up. He says, no, wait a minute, wait right here. So he goes in the bedroom, and he takes all his clothes off. Just his boots are on from Chuck's Boots. And he walks back in the living room. He goes, now what do you see? She says, well, I see that your wiener is hanging straight down. Just... straight down. He says, that's what you notice. She says, yeah, how can I help but notice it? There it is, just hanging down. He says, well, maybe, just maybe, it's looking down at my new alligator boots from Chuck's Boots. Maybe that's why my wiener's hanging down, looking at my boots. She said, oh, okay. I got an idea. How about next time you get a hat? A hat. A hat. How about next time you get a hat? Are you kidding me?
What?
I get it now.
No, you don't get it. No. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
I had no idea if you wanted me to play like a rim shot or something.
What do we play at the end of every Playhouse joke? What do we play?
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies, they didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
When Murphy was born, the doctor dropped him.
Sorry about that, ma'am. They're just so slippery.
On his first birthday, the single candle on his cake burned down the family home.
Grab the cat! Yeah!
When he was 12, he hit his first home run, which hit his father in the head and left him thinking he was a chicken.
Dad?
Throughout Murphy's life, anything that could go wrong did. But now, even Murphy can win.
I can?
With MyBookie.ag, anyone can bet on sports and win.
But I never win anything.
All you have to do is sign up to get 50% bonus cash. Bet with confidence. MyBookie.ag has fast payouts and the best customer service in the business.
I just bet on the Browns to win the big game. That's Brady's team, right?
Okay, maybe Murphy will never win. But you can on MyBookie.ag. Log on today and use the promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving a couple hundred bucks a month on your mortgage payment? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Southern California, that's where Mike Evans resides. He actually will still be on Friday, even though we're not here. He's going to do a sports segment with the sports show on Friday afternoon, and I predict it'll be really good because he knows a thing or two about sports. He's actually worked in sports, was a sports writer, traveled with the Dodgers. I think that's going to be a good segment. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. The place where so many of you are going to be writing checks and prepaying for dinner for me and Dan and Dan's girlfriend and my wife and Tim. And I was going to take Limey, but he messed up the joke, so he has to miss the first dinner. So that'll be his punishment. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, are proud to present this guy, Mike Evans.
Having a little beverage.
I spoke with someone here today, said they had a wonderful discussion with you, and you're going to have a conference call with the boys who are going to be on Friday afternoon, and you guys are going to have a really good sports show on Friday afternoon.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. Can't wait. Big game tonight, Yankees and the Twins. Yankees and the Twinkies.
Yep.
Who do you like, Dan?
I think the Yankees.
I hope the Yankees.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping for a New York Los Angeles World Series.
That'd be interesting. I like Cleveland, though.
Everybody likes Cleveland. Yeah. Best pitching in baseball. Hey, Ponquist question all week long. We're talking about the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Today, how many stars are there on that walk? 1,500, 1,800, 2,100, 2,500. Answer in just a minute. But a scumbucket weirdo, Jim Carrey, this week says, his dead ex-girlfriend gave herself a bad wax job just so she could say that it looked like herpes and blame him. What the hell is he saying that for now? That, by the way, Carrey said this the day after it was learned that he introduced her to cocaine, and she, of course, overdosed on cocaine.
You know,
there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, but there is, but when he was doing Dumb and Dumber and Me, Myself, and Irene, and that, what was that doctor, that animal, that he was an animal,
Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Those things were hilarious to me. And what happened to this guy?
I don't know. Something happened to him.
He kind of went insane. You know, when people used to say, man, he's crazy, maybe he really is crazy.
Yeah. Celebrity news, so sad, the passing of Tom Petty. Tom was best friends with my program director, Rick Carroll, when I was doing mornings at K-Rock here in Los Angeles. Tom Petty was a regular at the station, always showing up. Great guy. Petty was in concert at the Hollywood Bowl doing two shows last weekend. gone. I really like Tom Petty.
He just wrapped up his, his 40-year anniversary tour?
He's fabulous. He was great.
Yeah, September 25th, I think, was the date of that. Yeah, you're right, about a week ago.
When Jimmy Buffett commutes from his beachside mansion in Long Island, Jimmy Buffett, to New York City, doesn't take 2 hours like most commuters. It takes him 23 minutes. That's because Jimmy Buffett flies himself to New York in his own seaplane, which is right outside his door.
That'd be nice.
How nice is that? Yeah. You jump on the seaplane.
I got to tell you, if you could come back and have any life, think about it. Take Jimmy Buffett's life. The guy hasn't had a hit and hasn't had to have a hit for 25 years. He sells out concerts, wears flip-flops and shorts and T-shirts.
I got news for you. In Hawaii, in Honolulu, Waikiki, in Kona, in Lahaina and Maui, in Tokyo, I said Miami, New Orleans, in Malibu, he has huge nightclubs. Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville's huge nightclubs that make tons of money.
Well, how about this? Lake of the Ozarks, forever and ever and ever, has had two hotels, Lodge of the Four Seasons and Tantara. Tantara is being transformed into and taken over by Jimmy Buffett. It'll be a Margaritaville hotel.
There you go. I heard that he was getting in the hospitality business.
Yeah, the lake is long overdue for a total, renovation or the building of something new. And these two places have been able to just sort of coast for too long. And I think it's going to be a tremendous success.
By the way, have you seen that show Ozark?
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it a lot really next good. Season. Boy, it didn't make the people in the Ozark look too good, though.
Well, that just depicts one little segment or sect. Every area has people like that. And there were some people that got upset because they said just what you said, but I didn't take it that way at all. I took it as, well, yeah, you look deep enough into the Ozarks, you're going to find those people. You'll find them outside of St. Louis if you want to. But if I remember, what was it, like 10 episodes or something? It was.
Yes.
We watched it in 3 nights. We loved it.
Oh, Bateman is fabulous, too.
And was it Amazon or Netflix, or where was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah, it's good.
And you kept thinking, can things get any worse for this guy?
I know. It was really, really well done.
Very well done. If you get a chance, Ozark. Very excited about Leonardo DiCaprio's next two biopics. He will play his hero and namesake, Leonardo da Vinci. And then he will play the, 26th President of the United States, or 28th, Theodore Roosevelt, and it'll be directed by his best friend, Martin Scorsese. We'll certainly be talking stuff on Friday, but I got a couple of sports shorts, one to share with you today. The Armed Forces Television Network showed the first NFL game in Iraq and Afghanistan in temporary Quonset hunts to service personnel as well as some wounded personnel that were brought in to watch the game. However,
there's always a however in life. Now, Tim, our news guy, Tim Woodburn, is not familiar with the however thing. Let me take a moment to explain this. At one time, we had a guy named Reggie McDaniel, great, great guy, and his dad used to say, and there's always a however in life. So when anybody says however, then we'll practice it. Mike, you just say something and say however, and then what we do, Tim, is we say, and there's always a however in life.
Okay, I got this.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Service personnel as well as some wounded service personnel were brought in. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Oh, that's good. That was good, Tim. Yeah. Good.
When our military personnel saw the players taking a knee and turning their back on the flag and the anthem, a lot of them just walked out. You can't blame them for that.
No.
How can you blame them for that? They're over there in Afghanistan in Quonset huts, and they see these football players making millions of dollars, turn their back and walk. Huh?
Okay, I'd like to make a suggestion, and it won't fall on the ears of the right people, but here's my suggestion. Let's stop making a story out of and giving attention to people like Colin Kaepernick. If we wouldn't make it a news story, they wouldn't get any attention, and it just wouldn't be a big deal. But because he does get attention, then other people want to do it, and it just gets out of hand.
You're exactly right. And by the way, if memory serves me right, and it does, Tim Tebow, when he scored touchdowns for Denver, would take about a 4-second knee and do a quick prayer. They called it the Tebow that idiot NFL commissioner Roger Goodell sent word to Tebow saying, quote, showing any personal feelings would not be tolerated by the National Football League and he should stop or face suspension.
Yeah, they don't want that. But
they don't want that. Yeah, how things have changed since Tim Tebow has sort of ran out. Well, it has something to do with his...
But you know what? The public has everything to say about it. And we could control so much if we just had the guts to not go or watch games. But they won't do that. They won't do it.
Well, the TV audience is down.
I was going to mention this
tomorrow. There was a meeting I heard there in St. Louis and Anheuser-Busch, and they're talking. They're in very quiet meetings about pulling hundreds of millions of dollars off telecasts.
Well, I remember when the baseball strike took place years ago. I remember people saying, "Oh, that's I'll never when they start playing again, I'm never going to another Cardinal game." As soon as the baseball started back up, the stands were full.
Sold out.
Full of people. Yeah, they didn't stick to what they said they'd do.
Sold out. Okay, I got to follow up with this, and finally. How many stars are on the Walk of Fame? 1,500, 1,800, 2,100, or 2,500?
Start with the Limey.
1,500.
I'll go 18.
Tim?
2,500 at least.
I'm also going to say 2,500.
Well, if Ryan Seacrest has one, don't be surprised, they're 2,500.
Ah.
And an interesting sidebar, one star out of 2,500 when they unveiled their star, and they were there, along with the media, their friends, and family, was misspelled. The star was misspelled.
Who was it?
Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh.
You know, the other thing I don't think most people realize, but I'm sure you know this, you actually buy the star.
We're going to talk about that, I think, on Thursday.
And she came out, was it yesterday, the day before, someone said she had breast cancer?
Yeah, it was last week, yeah. So I'll leave it at this in the memory of the great Tom Petty. Everybody have a great day. And please, in the future, don't do me like that. Oh, don't back down.
See what he did there?
Mm-hmm. And I won't be free falling. Mike Evans.
All right. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Good Feet. You ever been in there? Anybody here ever been in Good Feet? Probably never had any reason to go. Dan, you will.
I have not.
Eventually, because you're old. You're almost as old as I am. Not quite, but almost. I went in because I had plantar fasciitis. That's the number one reason people go into Good Feet. It's hard to explain plantar fasciitis. You get out of bed and you go to stand up and you just go, my goodness, what the heck happened to me? Somebody is stabbing me in the bottom of my foot through the floor. It's extremely painful. And depending on who you talk to, certainly there are doctors who will go, well, you need to operate or we need to put you on medication. That is not only the number one thing people go in for, but the number one thing they're able to help you with. And that pain can be eliminated, alleviated without surgery or without medication. Now, certainly there are some issues that people have with their feet or their knees or their legs or their hips that an insert or an arch support is not going to help. They don't claim, you know, to be the answer for everything, but there's a reason there are Good Feet stores all over the country. There's a reason they're still in business and that they continue to grow. And that reason is this. There are lots of issues that can be resolved with an arch support or an insert, whatever you want to call it. Because the truth is your feet are designed to hold up all of your weight if it's evenly distributed. When you start standing weird or walking a certain way or shifting, and you put more of that pressure on one part of your foot than it was designed to stand, you're going to have pain. And sometimes the pain is other places. So what you do is this. You don't need an appointment. You walk into a Good Feet store, and they'll ask you why you came in, what hurts, and you tell them, and where. And then, of course, you say a AM and the PM. That's important. And they'll take an impression of your foot. They'll have you stand down on a carbon thing. You have to keep your socks on. That's a good thing. Women have generally pretty feet, but men's feet are sometimes disgusting. So you get to keep your socks on. And they can tell by the way you stand down on that thing where the excess pressure is. And they go to work. They look at that, and by looking at that, they know pretty much what kind of insert to bring out, what kind of arch support to bring out. And they'll try it, and they may try a second or a third or a fourth one. And when you get to the point where you get up, you put it in your shoe, you don't need to buy new shoes, and you walk around that store, and you say to the salesperson, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. This feels so much better. Then you know you found the answer, and you didn't have to have surgery, and you didn't have to have medication. They're called the Good Feet stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. One is on Olive, just west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and the other is in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, the Good Feet stores.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Everyone knows that right now you need to be refinancing. Mortgage rates are at our lowest levels, and home values are skyrocketing. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. Conventional loans, VA, FHA, HARP, Jumbo, USDA, we do it all. Refinancing or buying a home, apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. Now's the perfect time to do a cash out refinance, get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
All right, there's something we're running here that I don't get it. And I've gotten emails about it, and I want Limey to play it again. It's a thing we just ran. I think it's a Hot Shots commercial, and in the middle of it, somebody says, "Frank, how are you doing today?" It sounds like it's not supposed to be. Can you play that?
I've heard that. No, several
I got people
times.
Emailing me going, "Hey, you know, there's something bleeding through during a commercial."
I
listen to this.
This is the commercial, but I don't say it until the very end.
That's all right. Give him a free commercial. Go ahead and play it.
Customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis.
What is that? What is that?
Did he say Frank or Crank?
No, Frank.
Frank, how are you today?
He says, Frank, how are you today?
What is that? What is that?
And it was almost like somebody was on the phone and they just went. It was like played during the recording of the commercial or something.
It sounds like it's not supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
But Frank, it's part of the commercial. What are we missing here? The guy's voice, that's Doug Vaughn. I'm pretty sure that's not Frank anybody.
Maybe it's Frank Cusimano.
But it's not. That's not Frank's voice.
No. Frank, how you doing today?
Maybe it's Doug Vaughn saying, how you doing today to Frank. Maybe he was saying, how are you doing today?
No, it doesn't make any sense. Does it?
No.
They're getting free mention.
They're talking about it. I know.
But for everybody emailing me, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday, and I heard it today.
I've had people... Yeah.
There's a bed and breakfast that has a billboard that I've seen, and they purposely spelled the word exit wrong. It's EIXT. like stop off here at the next exit to visit our bed and breakfast. They do that so that people will talk about their billboard. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is a Kentucky thing, of course. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, but it's also genius. Well, I don't think that's the case with the spot here.
In this case, it doesn't work because nobody who emailed me knew what the commercial was for. All they heard was this thing, Frank, how are you doing today? And they don't understand why it was there. So, like anybody else, I'm just asking the question. Now, the phones are ringing like crazy. I say we take a couple of calls.
Okay, we got it.
We got what?
We got the answer.
What's the answer?
That person is Stan Kroenke, and he was addressing Frank Cusimano. Frank Cusimano asked a question at a press conference.
How are we supposed to know that?
I don't know, but that's Stan Kroenke saying, how you doing, Frank? But it sounds like they're saying, how are you?
I didn't realize that was Kroenke's voice.
I didn't either.
I don't know how people are supposed to know that.
That's the voice of an asshat, Stan Kroenke.
The whole commercial is based on come to Hot Shots root for the Rams to lose, and so it makes sense they would have a Kroenke soundbite in it.
Yeah, but man, that's a long way around. I mean, I wonder how many people accidentally know who they're talking about.
Well, all your millions of listeners know now.
They do now because we cleared that up. I'm going to take some calls here. All I see is I see Collinsville, and I don't see a name. And then I see another thing lit up, and I don't see a name. So why don't we do this? Give me the Collinsville call. I'll just ask them what their name is. Hi there. Call Collinsville. Who is this?
They've hung up.
They hung up.
You got Overland or Ladue.
I'm going for Overland. Whoever you are from Overland, what's your name?
Overland.
Matt?
Yeah.
What's going on, Matt?
Hey, do you know the answer to who that is on the commercial yet?
Well, somebody just told us it's supposed to be Stan Kroenke.
Yes, he was talking to Frank Cusimano.
But how are some people supposed to know that who just started listening?
They wouldn't, but it was when the Rams were about ready to move. They announced it was a press conference.
I understand. But imagine you just started listening 2 days ago or yesterday. How would you know that?
You wouldn't know that.
Okay, well, now we do, thanks to you and a couple other people. Thank you. I appreciate it, Matt. Laura is up. Hello, Laura. How are you? Laura?
Hello, Frank.
Yes, how are you?
Hello, Frank.
Laura?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I'm calling because that gentleman is wrong.
About,
if you'll listen to about the Hot Shots commercial.
Okay. How's it wrong?
If you listen to the Hot Shots commercial, they're asking you to, if you are looking for a new home, try Hot Shots. Well, you looked for a new home. You found 590. And they did product placement, obviously.
That's very clever. Unfortunately, that's not true, but that's very clever.
But they said this has been running for quite a while before.
Yeah, no, she's kidding.
Oh.
She's kidding.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Dan doesn't understand you're kidding. Laura, that was very, very good that you came up with that. That's obviously not what it is, but thank you for putting me in the Hot Shots commercial. I appreciate it. And Laura hung up because she actually thought that was the answer. I guess.
What does she win?
She wins nothing, Tim. Tomorrow we will present you with another of the 3 pages of the best ever jokes, and following the joke will be that thing that we always hit at the end of the joke that we didn't hit today. I want to thank everybody for coming on over. Please remember to pay your respects and have a moment of silence for the other station. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
This is Jim Hayes, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.